بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There was once a person whose body would always exude the fragrance of the most exotic musk and perfume. A friend one day asked him, "What is this wonderful fragrance I always smell on you? You must be spending a lot of money on musk if you apply it so often." The person replied, "By Allah, never have I purchased musk, nor have I applied it." His friend was astonished and asked, "Then where does your fragrance come from?" Not keen to answer, he said to his friend, "Why are you asking me?" His friend explained, "I hope that Allah Ta'ala will let me benefit in some way by what you tell me." So this is also the benefit of keeping good company as well. On his friend's coaxing and urging, he eventually narrated the following, "In my youth, I was a very handsome lad. My father was a merchant and I would generally spend my time with him. One day an old woman came to him and purchased some cloth. As she did not have the money on her to pay for it, she asked my father if he would send me along to her home where I could collect the money. My father agreed and I proceeded with her until we finally stood before a grand and palatial home. The old woman ushered me into a stunning courtyard, and as I entered, my gaze fell upon a beautiful girl seated atop raised seat and on a silken cushion. The instant she saw me, she was dazzled by my beauty and immediately demanded that I join her on her seat. However, I staunchly refused." So refraining from sin. "Instead of my rejection bringing her to her senses, it incited her to climb down and come to me. Then in a fit of infatuation, she began pulling and tugging me towards herself. I was now in a serious predicament." So this youngster at that time, he made all firm resolution to not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "In order to escape from her embrace, I asked her if I could use the toilet. Although impatient, she acceded and shouted for her slaves who guided me to the toilet. I entered the toilet where I relieved myself into my hands and smeared the filth over my clothing and face." So he went all out to make such an effort to not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "As I exited the toilet, the eagerly awaiting girl was greeted by the sight and smell of not a handsome youth, but a person literally covered in human waste. The flames of her passion were instantly doused, and she screamed to her servants in horror and disgust, 'This is a madman, throw him out immediately.' I happened to have a dirham with me. I purchased some soap and went to the river where I cleansed my body and clothing of the filth. When I was done, I returned to my father and did not tell him a word of what had transpired. When I went to sleep that night, I saw a dream in which a handsome man emanating an exquisite fragrance came to me. I asked him who he was, to which he replied, 'He was Jibreel alayhi salam.' He said to me, 'Allah Ta'ala has sent me to give you the glad tidings of Jannah and to reward you with some of its perfume because of the extent to which you went to avoid falling into sin.' He then passed his hands over my face, body and clothing and departed. When I awoke the next morning, I smelt an exquisite fragrance which to this day still perpetually wafts from my body." So we learn from this incident few lessons. A person should make all out effort to avoid the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who leaves this sin for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the benefit. Although in akhirah that's the ultimate reward, but in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him some benefit of him not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a true Muslim is one who detests filth. This is sin just like how it is successful. So sometimes a person may be tempted into sin, but each and every time when he is restraining himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually it will become easier for him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him such sukoon and such peace in his obedience, and he will detest sin and filth. He will detest sin just like how he detests filth. And then to stay in the environment of good company also, that will assist the person in staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should make all out effort to not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will become easier with pious company, and to obviously that mujahada, that struggle is necessary on a person, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with that inner peace and ultimately Jannah. Allah grant us tawfiq to make amal inshaAllah.